Beneath the streets of London, there is another London, a somewhere that is neverwhere.
Benedict Cumberbatch and James McAvoy lead a stellar cast in a BBC radio adaptation of Neil Gaiman's best-selling novel.
So listen, go start listening to Neverwhere now with a one-month free trial at Stitcher Premium.
Go to stitcherpremium.com/BBC and use promo code LESSOLD at checkout to get your free month.
You'll also hear really great original Flight of the Conchords and Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy series from the BBC.
That's stitcherpremium.com/BBC and use promo code LESSOLD.
I'm Emily Foster.
And I'm Deanna Chang.
And we're too damn young to be this damn confused.
I thought MCM was a new party drug.
I thought taking an L was a sex position.
Isn't Salt Bay a town on Long Island?
We don't know,
but we do care.
So we're talking to youths to hip us up to what's happening.
We are doing this for us.
But we're also doing this for you.
Because let's face it,
you want to be less old too.
How to be less old!
Hello.
Hi, darling.
Good morning.
Hi, love.
How are you?
Highs and lows. You?
Sounds like contouring.
Ooh, it sounds like a strobe effect.
I am doing good. I just got some coffee here at Earwolf.
Great.
Some Java, as you would say. And I put some very interesting creamer in here that was in the fridge, and it's a flavor.
Has it turned?
No, I just wasn't ready for it.
What flavor?
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. Just,
it hit me right in the kisser.
Kisser.
I think it's hazelnut.
Hazelnut packs a punch.
I was not ready.
Yeah. Are you okay?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I'm going to recover.
Moving through.
Listen,
moving through.
Java's not going to take me down, not today.
Now, Java, that's Java. Like, because I texted you, like, do you want me to pick up Java in the morning? And you were like, Java reminds me, is it Java script?
No, I just feel like back in, like, the mid-90s, people referred to coffee as Java.
Like, I'm going to get some Java.
It doesn't feel like present-day coffee talk.
It isn't.
And I love that you dropped
Java.
It.
It's so weird. What is it?
I don't know.
Is it, like, Hawaiian?
No idea where Java comes from.
Where's Java come from?
Oh.
Okay. Great. We have on a guest today. She's so goddamn adorable. Mm-hmm. I love her name. Lovey Simone.
Lovey is the best. Like, do you think that's her God-given name?
I'm not even going to ask her because I want it to be.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Let's live in that truth.
Simone, I'm going to guess, is her middle name. I'm thinking she's going first and middle.
I think you're right.
Dropped her last.
Love that.
Yeah.
What would that be for you? I love you that.
I would, well,
you would be Emily Foss, Emily Frieda.
Right. But if I made it cute, I'd be Emmy Frieda.
Emmy Frieda.
Just kind of cute.
That is kind of cute.
What would you be?
Deanna Marie.
Yeah.
I don't hate that.
It's beautiful.
Deanna Marie.
You could just live as Deanna Marie.
Yeah. Opportunities. So Lovey is on a show called Greenleaf on OWN.
That's correct. She plays Zora Greenleaf, and it sounds like it's pretty intense.
Yeah.
I like it.
I like it too.
Yeah.
It's like a family that runs a mega church,
mm-hmm.
and she plays like the daughter of one of the siblings of the main family.
And no big deal, Oprah's in it. So
I know, an executive producer.
She's like, oh, I'm going to put this TV show on my network, and I'm also going to be in it, and then yeah. I'm going to run the show.
Don't worry about it.
Just relax, everybody.
Yeah. I watched a clip of her saying, she's like, they're about to talk about, like, I think they do it in part. So it's the newest section is, like, season 2, part 2.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, you know, I've signed a contract saying that I can't give spoilers for a show that's on my own network. And I was like, yeah, that's a rub. You really got yourself in a bind, Oprah.
But you know what? She's got to follow the rules that she created.
Exactly. And that's what we all have to do for ourselves.
That's correct.
We would all be better people if we followed the rules we created for
ourselves.
OWN. So she's
going
to. Lovey is going to talk contouring to us. She loves a makeup. She loves a tutorial.
God bless.
You can find her on YouTube.
Lord knows we need it.
I saw that she had a video on edges, and I very recently had to contact two of my Black friends about edges because it had been brought to my attention that edges were a thing. And I was like, you know, I've heard edges. I hear edges. Yeah. But I've never laid my eyes on what – I've never been like, oh, those edges are wrong.
Right.
You know?
Correct.
And I wasn't exactly sure what an edge was. I had an area, like, of idea.
Sure.
But
I wouldn't know. But I'm glad she's going to talk to us about
it. She's going to talk to us about edges. We'll get clear, which is all we ever want to do. I'm excited to bring her in here. Let's do it. Love you, Simone.
How to be less old.
We have Love You, Simone.
She's so cute.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
So what brings you to town?
Just work. I was here for the Variety event, and I'm here for BeautyCon.
Now, what is BeautyCon?
BeautyCon is like a big, like, event for, like, girls and guys interested in, like, makeup and hair and all things beauty. So, pretty excited about that.
So, it's like a convention center filled
yes.
with makeup?
Yes.
And people putting on makeup?
Makeup, hair products, everything.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That sounds fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
So, are we, like... Are you going just as a person who loves makeup, or are you there to mix and mingle with
both
the great makeup artists of our time?
Both.
Okay.
Are you presenting your own line, or is that coming up?
No, that's not.
In it. Didn't I read something, or are you wanting to do that in the future or something?
Yes.
Yeah, like a makeup line. But you do tons of tutorials on makeup.
I do.
And
what is your
expertise?
Probably the lip area or the highlighting area, because I like to do, like, soft, like, natural glow to make it look like I don't really have on makeup, or, like, the lip liner, like the ombre lips. I like that a lot.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. And right now you don't have any makeup on, right?
No.
Yeah, I was going to say, if this is – I mean, you look completely natural. I was like, this isn't a brilliant natural look yeah. if that's what's happening.
This is natural, yes.
But you do have some eyebrow.
No.
No?
No.
That's real?
Yeah, these are.
It's that dark?
Yeah.
Wow. Those are beautiful.
Thank you.
Don't mess with them because I'll tell you what happened.
Yeah, go tell.
So you're 18, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so through my teens mm-hmm. and 20s, overplucked, overwaxed, and I've been trying. You can see I've been desperately trying to grow them back in, and they don't come in full anymore.
Yeah. That happens.
I mean, you're here to teach us, but let me just teach you. Do not mess with those.
Yeah. They
are beautiful.
I usually thread, though.
I thread,
which is kind of better.
It's better.
It is better.
Then
it kind of gives you a better shape, and then it's like not so much that keeps like waxing off like big chunks and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And you're probably in good shape because you like a thicker brow. So you're just cleaning up. You're not like eradicating an eyebrow.
Exactly. I'm just like, just shape it up for me. Thank you.
Okay. So we want to talk about your makeup. Mm-hmm. We want to talk about your contouring. We want to talk about your show on OWN with No Big Deal but Oprah executive producing.
She's also in the show.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
that's big. Greenleaf.
Greenleaf.
Which is also the name of a vegan restaurant right next door to me.
I heard of it.
You did?
Yeah. It's
really
good. I
think
they have one in New York. I think I saw one and I was like, whoa.
And can you explain your show a little bit?
Okay, Greenleaf is about, like, a family that runs this mega church in Memphis, and in the show, there's a lot of scandal going on. It's, like, everything that they don't put on TV is, like, on TV. It's, like, homosexuality, molesting, preacher's kids that we don't get to see, but we know they're bad, and stuff like that. A whole lot of stuff that's going on in the families, and you just see everyone work their way through it and around it with each other, without each other, and all that stuff.
And you're from the Bronx, right?
Yes.
So, like, I don't believe there's any mega churches in the Bronx.
No.
There's churches. Where did you grow up going to church?
I grew up going to church, like, every Sunday.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I did, too. Did you go to temple growing up?
I did.
You did. Okay. Yeah. So we all had that experience. But I think there's something different about a mega church. Have you been to a mega church? I've never been to a mega church.
No, I've never been.
What is the vibe that you've learned having done the show? What are mega churches like?
It's like a big business. It's like you like in the show you get to see like the business side as well as like every Sunday morning that everyone's used to. Like every Sunday morning is like the same, but like you see how everyone like works behind the scenes for the money to keep the church going and all that stuff. So it's just crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's an experience.
Yeah. Totally. And your character, you are a daughter of one of the siblings. Mm-hmm. Who are you exactly?
I play Zora Greenleaf. I play Jacob Greenleaf's daughter.
Okay.
So my grandfather is a preacher.
Right.
Ooh, and okay. My dad wants to be a preacher.
And he might be going to the church across the street, right?
He
That's the
be.
Problem.
Like, That's the
it's
problem.
Mega church wars.
Mega church wars.
That is the reality show I've been looking for.
Yes. Yes.
Love it. So how – wait, Emily, I think she met Oprah.
Well, that's in one of my five quick questions.
Oh, so should we go get to them? Them? Okay,
yeah.
Great.
Okay.
Well, we've already covered one of them, two of them. Do you leave the house fresh-faced or makeup regularly? I mean, obviously you're fresh-faced here, but
– usually it's fresh-faced because I don't have a lot of time. I'll probably do mascara and lip gloss, but other than that, it's just like bare face, Livy.
That's my song, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you both have lovely faces that can present freshly.
Thank you.
Okay. Kylie's new show. Have you seen it?
I haven't seen it, but I've heard of it.
Okay. Is it like must-see or canceled? Like you're never going to watch it?
I mean, it's like – I don't really watch TV like that, but I mean, I
– Are you interested?
I don't think I'm interested because I don't like reality TV like that anymore.
Why?
I don't know. It kind of gives you like false depictions of how life should be or how it is when it's not really. And then like it's kind of fake to me.
Correct.
It's very fake.
Good. What was meeting Queen Oprah like?
It was amazing because it's like meeting someone of that status that like looks like you and is kind of like your aunt and is like,
yeah.
And it's like, I was just so inspired by her. And like, she was just so down to earth. It was like meeting like one of my like aunts, like my long distant aunts. Really? It was like, she was just so like cool. Like, you would think like you're going to be starstruck because it's Oprah.
Right.
But it's like the complete opposite.
Oh, that's fun
to
know.
It's like a calm that took over me.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've noticed, but Oprah's spectacle game is really together right now. Her every glass, like I feel the last year or so, she is in cute, like you want every pair of glasses she has every time I see her out and about. They're like
they're
super
so cute.
Hmm.
They are.
One to grow they on. Really. Did she like give you wisdom as to how to live life and be your best self?
I mean, she told me like that I can be friends with people that I don't always agree with on certain subjects and that shouldn't like determine like me liking them or like staying away from them like all the time.
So how did that come up?
It was when Donald Trump became president.
Okay. Oh.
And I told myself I would not be friends with anyone who voted for him or anyone who thought that it was okay for him to be president. And she was like, no, I think you can be friends with people and stuff. And it kind of shifted my perspective because it's like, okay, I think I can be friends because if people are my friends, then I can learn to elevate them and kind of like tell them how it is and stuff like that.
I love that.
Yeah. I love that
Good
too.
Good advice, Oprah.
That was very presidential of Oprah.
Very. Extremely.
Yeah.
If she was if she still had her show, he would not be in office. Would you agree with that?
I don't know. I don't know.
I think he would.
She
be
is
in office.
She had a strong pull. She did.
But so does history. History has a strong pull. So
that's
I think
true.
I think he would have been president anyway.
I believe in Oprah.
I believe in Oprah.
Chris Pratt and Anna Faris breakup, is that on your radar? Do you know who they are?
No.
Good.
No. I don't know.
Good. Didn't have any feelings about it.
Two
random people, me telling you they broke up. How do you feel about it now?
Why can't we work it out?
That's what a lot of people would like to know.
Yeah.
Why? A beauty trend you wish would just like die, be over, done with.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Beauty trend though. I don't know. There's so many trends. Maybe like heavy contouring and because I feel like you don't need that much contour.
Right.
And then too much concealer. Okay, no. I know it.
She got
I
it.
Know it. I know it. I wish people would learn how to match their necks with their face.
Ooh.
Because I don't like when like your face is like 80 shades lighter than your neck. So I wish people would understand that, and I wish that would go out of style real quick.
How come they don't understand that?
I don't know.
Do they just look up at the face and they just their eyes don't go down below, or do they think it's going to be okay? Like, do they think people won't notice?
I don't even know, but I just really hope. I pray for them.
I pray
every
for
night. Yeah, every night before
sit
I go
in
to
deep
bed.
Prayer.
But you know, I mean, there's the phrase "beat a face," right?
Right.
Yeah.
But there's no phrase "beat your neck to match."
Beat your neck to match.
I think
match.
That's part of the problem.
Hashtag beat your neck. Okay, so can you talk to us maybe about facial contouring? Like, because so for our from our point of view, it is a game that is. Really should only be left to the professionals. Like, we see people out there contouring, looking a mess. I know that I have no business contouring.
I don't, no, no. I know should that, not even know the word contouring.
I feel like drag queens need to contour. Mm-hmm, I get that.
They need to.
Kardashians, here's the thing. I look at the show Kardashians. I know you're not into reality shows, but I see.
Yeah, you can clearly see the makeup.
I see the makeup down the sides of the nose, the darker makeup, and then the cheekbone. Like, it's there. I see the stripes. Is that what we want?
Well, and I think part of the problem is with that just being all everywhere on the TVs, and people are stepping out day to day wearing this contouring. It's like there used to be stage makeup for the stage.
Right.
Leave it there. You know what I mean? Like, you shouldn't just be walking into Starbucks fully contoured. That's where I'm living.
Yeah.
That's my truth.
So, but you'd think it can work.
It can work. It can definitely work. It's just because I don't think they want stripes on their face.
Right.
It's just all about, like, where the light hits and where and how slim you want to look, because contouring kind of slims you down sometimes because it hits where the shadows are on your face.
Yeah.
And then the, like, highlight, they want to brighten up some areas. So, like, if you got, like, dark circles or something or bags, your Louis Vuitton bags under the eyes, then you want to kind of cover those up. But, like, I see where you guys are coming from.
So how do you do it? How do you contour? What is your process?
Okay.
And what
depends.
Do you use?
If I want to, like, do a natural, soft look, which is, like, my usual go-to, I would just use, like, a powder, because with powder you can, like, build up. And, like, you can use a little bit and then see if that's okay. If not, add a little more and then see what works for you. But if I'm, like, trying to look like, you know, va-voom, then I'll do, like, a cream contour or, like, so I'll use, like, a foundation stick and then I'll just, like, apply it and then I'll just blend it in and then it's, like, I look 10 pounds lighter.
So how did you learn all this?
YouTube.
Really?
Yeah.
And who are some of your favorite makeup tutorialists?
I love Miss Aaliyah J. Because she's from New York.
Okay. Leah J?
Yes.
Okay. Miss Leah J?
Miss Aaliyah J, yes.
Aaliyah J. Okay.
I love her. I love Patrick Starr. I love, who else do I love? I love Symphony Soto. And I love a lot of people.
And are they going to be at BeautyCon?
I think so. I don't think Miss Leah J is, but I think Symphony Soto might be. And I love Alyssa Forever. She's going to be there. So I'm happy.
Is she a drag queen?
No.
Okay. And when you go to BeautyCon, have you been before?
No, this is my first time, so I'm excited.
Are we purchasing product there? Are we watching tutorials? Like, what do you think we're doing there?
I mean, I really might buy a lot.
You might. You're ready. You're going to bring your purse with you.
Because I know myself, and I know that I'm going to need a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
I know I'm probably not going to need a lot of stuff, but I'm going to want it anyway.
Is the point of it to buy things?
No, the point of it, I think, is to kind of help with, like, have connections with people who like the same stuff as you and talk with them and grow from them and meet makeup artists that you love and you see on YouTube and you always have their notifications on and just, like, be in that, like, cutesy environment that everyone likes.
Well, Emily and I did watch Life of Kylie because we have a podcast called How to Be Less Old, and we need to be staying on top of certain things.
That's correct. But
Kylie said that she met her makeup artist that she, like, her
guy
that's in her stable, like, through Instagram.
Yeah.
She just loved his stuff.
Him. Yeah.
And that's how people are finding them now.
He came to her and he pretended he had other reasons to be in LA, but it was to meet Kylie. and then that's it. That's her guy.
Yeah. That's how people are getting their jobs nowadays off of social media. Social media is like big influence right now.
Do you know the strobe effect makeup thing with highlights? It's called strobe
cream?
Yeah, what's strobe cream?
Strobe cream is like a liquid kind of highlighted moisturizer. So like usually when I don't put on makeup, I'll put strobe cream on where I would put my highlight. And then it'll kind of give me like that glow, that natural glow. It's like a lotion, but it makes you like look soft and
dewy.
Glowy.
Ooh. Yeah, like. How are you? So being from the Bronx, like, mm-hmm. Are you like, oh my God, I can't believe I do things in LA now? Is it weird? Or did you always knew this was your trajectory?
I mean, everything is like new. I'm not like a person to be like, yeah, I knew this was going to happen. Yeah,
right.
But like, I'm just like, I'm going with life right now. So yes. Everything is like, oh, that's cool. And plus, I'm new to everything. So everything's still fun to me. So it's not like work or it's not like, oh, I have to go to this red carpet event in LA.
Right.
It's like, oh my gosh, can't wait.
And how do you get your outfits?
How do I get my – well, I usually style myself, but I just started getting, like, stylists and stuff, put stuff together
for me. Is that fun?
It is fun because it's kind of like I'm like a Barbie doll or
something.
And
they can put things and make
exactly.
It cute. Yeah. Do you do your own makeup? Sorry.
Yes, I do my own makeup. Yes.
That's fantastic.
It's fun.
Aww.
Should we take a little break?
Let's do the break.
All right.
And we're going to come back, and we have to talk about edges.
Oh, yes.
And I'm going to read you some texts. I had a question on edges, and I texted some friends, and it's kind of funny, I think.
Okay.
Because it's sad.
Okay. It's sad.
And we have a little game to play with you. We want to find out if you think things – so they're either – like if somebody does something, is it either thirsty, savvy, or savvy, which is a mix of thirsty
both.
And savvy.
Okay.
So you'll,
got it.
You'll let us know.
All right. I can't wait.
We'll be right back.
How to be less old!
When it comes to bra shopping, it's all about finding the right fit for you. And there's only one lingerie brand that offers bras in double A through G and signature half cup sizes, and that is Third Love. Third Love uses thousands of real women's measurements and super smoothing memory foam to create bras that fit better and feel great.
There's a perfect bra for everyone, and you can find yours in just seconds by answering a few simple questions from Third Love's Fit Finder. Now you can try one of their best-selling bras free for 30 days. Just pay for shipping up front, and one of Third Love's signature 24/7 bras is coming to you. Cut off the tag. See how easy it is to have a perfect-fitting bra in your life. You can wash it. You can wear it.
You seriously might forget it's on. I do all the time. If your Third Love bra isn't your new favorite bra, you can always return or exchange it for free. So go to thirdlove.com/HTBLO now to find your perfect fitting bra and try it for 30 days. That's thirdlove.com/HTBLO to try your new favorite bra for free. thirdlove.com/HTBLO.
Hey, there's a brand new show here at Earwolf. It's called Homophilia, and you should subscribe right now.
Yeah, Homophilia is a show where Dave Holmes and our fave, Matt McConkie, he's been a guest, he's been a host. Well, he's just been a host. Meet with the fantastic LGBTQIA celebrities, and they grill them about what they're loving, who they're loving, their favorite movies, TV. They're just like looking around and loving their community.
It's amazing. So if you heard Matt's miniseries Rock Bottom on Bitch Sesh, this is a lot like that.
And Matt, he's great. He's a writer on Bajillion Dollar Properties, and he's also the official film critic of Bitch Sesh. He's also a writer on Heathers, and he's teamed up with former MTV VJ Dave Holmes to make Homophilia.
It's a queer comedy party that celebrates pop culture obsessions and digs into celebrities' personal lives. And subscribe to Homophilia on Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen. And if you like it, tell a friend.
How to be less old!
And we're back with Lovey Simone.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you for being here. We need you today.
Okay, so I was watching The Bachelorette, and it was the first Black Bachelorette. I'm sure that's across your radar. Yes? Have you heard that?
No.
You haven't even heard that?
I haven't even heard it.
Oh, wow. Okay. You're really not in – you're really not dealing with TV or reality. Good for you. Look at me mired in it. So Rachel was the first Bachelorette. She was, like, the best Bachelorette ever except for her last choice.
People
weren't into
it.
Yeah. It was a bust. But – I was looking on Twitter, and it was – there were tons of people commenting on her edges because, like, there was a lot of wind in – they were in, like, wherever they were.
The
there were tons of wind hitting them.
Mm-hmm.
And And so I guess her wig was going, whatever was happening, her eyes
was
are.
Was like, what?
Wait, maybe not wig. Weave, I don't know. Whatever was happening, people on Twitter were like, girl, that wind is like exposing your edges, okay? Or like your edges are out, or like they played you with your edges.
Her
okay,
face.
So what's happening? So I was like, God, hand to God, I've never noticed an edge. Like, have you noticed? Do you notice edges?
No, I don't notice edges.
I don't know from edges.
It's kind of like a black girl, Spanish girl kind of thing, usually.
Yeah.
That's where it kind of originated from.
Right, so I texted two of my really good girlfriends in New York, and I was like, guys, I'm watching The Bachelorette. I'm on Twitter seeing people talk about Rachel's edges. What's bad edges look like?
And
I wrote hashtag white. And Natalie wrote, she said, it's something that doesn't match the texture or the style, baby hairs.
Yes.
And then they listed pictures that were making me cry, like Naomi Campbell's bad edge. Like, they showed bad edges on Naomi Campbell, on Tamar Braxton. They showed her bad edges.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Okay, so we've shown a picture of bad edges.
And then I was like, wait, is it real hair versus your weave? And she's like, no, baby hairs that don't match the rest of the head. And I was like, okay, great.
Then
from edges, we got into kitchens.
Oh!
Okay.
Kitchens.
I love you so much.
And Charlize was like, laughing my ass off, yes, sweetheart, kitchens are a thing. And I said, go on. And then she showed me a picture.
Peas, yeah.
She said, bad kitchens is when the hair is nappy or totally different texture from the rest of the hair. And I said, wow.
It's only bad if you got like straight hair with like your natural texture in the back.
Right.
Yeah.
And I was trying to process it because I still don't understand the kitchen of it all. And she said, like, clean up your kitchen. And I was like, oh, like, there's crumbs down. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you got to clean
Usually
it.
Usually people call them peas. That's
peas?
That's what they call them. So I guess,
peas in the kitchen.
Peas in the kitchen.
Okay. So you have a tutorial on edges on your videos.
Yes.
What is that about?
It is my most essential video.
Oh!
We got
edges,
there.
Edges, really, edges. There's a thin line between classy and I'm ready to go out and then no. Because, like, I, as a black female, I can't be ready unless my hair looks right. Or I can't try on an outfit the night before unless my hair looks right. Yes.
Not even in the try-on phase.
Not even in the try-on phase, because you can't see the potential when your hair is like a hot mess. It's like it won't add up. So
cute.
Edges.
It won't add up.
Yeah. You have to know which product works for you, how to keep them down. Because the whole point of edges is to keep them laid down. That's why we say laid.
Okay.
So, like, you would take, like, a toothbrush, and then you would just slick them down. You can make a little design if you want.
I saw you had a little wave in there.
A little wave kind of thing. Because it looks natural when it, like, dries up and it looks good and it goes throughout the day. And then you won't have to worry about the wind blowing them away.
Which just seems like what happened to Rachel the Bachelorette.
Exactly. Yeah. I have, like, a bad edge story. Like, when I was
in high school. Tell us a bad edge story.
When I was in high school, I was going natural, and my hair was, like, curly. And then I was like, hey, let me texturize my edges. And when you texturize your hair, that means, like, you change the texture to, like, straight. So I just made my edges straight because I wanted them to look.
And so you take, like, a flat iron and you pick up the baby hairs and you straighten them? Or what are you doing?
When you texturize, it's kind of like a product that you put on it and you leave it there,
like,
and then you wash it off. Exactly. It's like a light perm. So then
Yeah, because it seems like, do you really want your edges to be flat if you have natural hair?
Exactly. You kind of want them to, like, match your hair. It's all about matching, and things have to kind of go together, work together
I had that happen yesterday. It's a little different, not edges, but I had these grays pop out in the front, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I went to the hairdresser, but I had just done my hair, like, not that long ago, like a month and a half. And I'm a girl who will push a highlight. Like, I wait, like, I'm pushing it to 3 months. But I had to get it done. Mm-hmm. So I went, and she was like, well, you know what we can do? We can just do your roots and do the root, and then, like, it'll blend. And I was like,
I do that all the time, just the base.
Okay. It didn't go well for me.
Okay.
Now we're in a good place. But what happened was she did it. It was like a golden stripe down the center of my head that made no sense, did not match. I was hyperventilating. I was like, this isn't okay. This doesn't work. It doesn't match. It's not okay. It doesn't go with. And she was like, we're going to put she said, we're going to put a toner on it. And I was like, put your toner on it. But like in my mind, we weren't going to move forward. And then she did it. It was perfect. I was like, I mean, it looks totally normal, right?
It's totally normal.
And I was like, oh, but when you do something, I had the same thought. Like you made a move, you know, you were like, let me flatten out these edges. And you think something in your mind, you haven't thought it through fully.
Yeah.
And then it doesn't work out.
Yeah. It's a little tougher than like dyeing your hair because like once you perm or texturize, it's done. You just got to wait for your hair to grow out.
How long did that take?
Well, I went natural in 9th grade, and I wasn't, like, where I wanted to be until, like, 12th grade. Like, because all of my hair fell out, and then it all grew back. So I was like, ooh, thank you.
Why did your hair fall out?
Because in other words, I wanted to be white, and I wanted straight hair. And I thought perming it would help, but the chemicals kind of killed my hair, made it real thin. And then I had, like, a stage where I wanted to be different, and I dyed the back of my hair blonde.
Oh.
And it all fell out real quick. So that was kind of like, that was really crazy.
So that all got situated, and then you got on the show.
Yeah. I feel like I didn't start getting, like, auditions until I went, like, completely natural.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, I could get with this.
Wow.
I mean,
yeah, there's always been bad experiments with hair, right?
A lot.
It's fun, though.
It's a part of life.
It's a part of life.
Yeah, the time frame, though, that is, you're right. Like, worst case, I just spend more money to get it re-highlighted and dealt with. Like, I don't have to wait it out for 4 years, you know?
Well, it's crazy when I just had a baby, and when you're pregnant, your hair doesn't fall out.
Really?
For the entire time, like, I mean, sure, some hair falls out, but for the most part, your hair just stays in there. And then afterwards, you shed. Like, all of that hair just comes out in clumps.
Really?
So the other day, I, for the first time, put my hair up, like, in a bun, and I was Skyping with someone, or, like, video chatting with someone, and I was like, I have a bald spot. Is that a bald spot? And I had never seen it before. I have two bald spots on the side of my head. So I'm like,
I don't think you do.
I'll put out the hair after. But yes, I would love some help to fill in.
So there's this thing called the inversion method.
Oh.
And you take like a coconut oil, grapeseed oil, whatever oil you want, right? And then you put it in a little bowl. You microwave it for like 15 seconds just to get it warm. And then you put it on your fingertips. You go down. You put your head down as if you were about to like tie your shoes or do your toenails or something, like your head is all the way upside down. Yes. And you massage your scalp for, 4 minutes? Yeah. You do that for 4 minutes, and then you bring your head back up slowly. And you do that every day for 7 days, and your hair will grow an inch. And it works like crazy.
I love this.
I believe you.
I do too.
It works like crazy.
I believe you.
So coconut oil?
Coconut oil is the best.
That's what I
love.
I love coconut oil. Yeah. Okay, let's play thirsty.
Okay.
Savvy, thirsty, or savvy.
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 Okay, great. Wearing sneakers with hideaway wheels, you know, like the Rollies.
I mean,
As someone like 17 or older.
I mean, it's not thirsty or savvy.
It's none of the above.
It's none of the
above. Is it lame?
That's a fair.
It's lame.
Okay.
Oh, it's lame. Okay.
It's lame.
It's lame.
What about like someone much older, maybe like around my age wearing?
Oh, okay. Thirsty.
Okay. Oh, okay. There we go.
Thirsty. We got there.
Yeah, I think Kylie had them on in the show at some point.
No.
I was confused. I was like, that doesn't feel okay. Maybe she did she?
Maybe for like fun, I guess.
Yeah.
I wouldn't like, did she just have them on just outside? Just like
now I'm like
chilling?
Even like did that happen?
She probably did that just for fun or something, because I don't think I would like go out and buy some Heelys just for the
Heelys.
For the heck of it.
Heelys, what do I call them? Wheelies?
Heelys and wheelies.
Heelys.
Okay.
Oh my goodness.
Sending flowers to yourself at the office to make your work crush think you're like wanted and hot stuff.
Yes. Savvy.
Oh!
Because I do that.
Would you?
Yes.
I send flowers to myself just because I love myself, though.
That's cute.
That's beautiful.
I did that before.
That, I mean, that's hashtag Oprah approved.
Yeah. Right. So if you're on set and like a giant bouquet comes through, we know.
It's from me.
Okay.
Yes.
any work crushes, by the way?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Telling your followers to caption this when you post a pic.
Oh, I do that. That's savvy. Because then it's like now you don't have to do the work and now you're getting comments and likes.
You're sipping a latte and everyone else is working
exactly.
their butt off.
Just do the work for me.
Yeah, thank you.
We need to do that.
Yeah. We have never done that. We're going to take that tip and make it savvy. Using Rent the Runway or apps that allow you to rent clothes. Thirsty, savvy, or thavvy?
That's savvy.
Okay.
That's smart.
Yes.
Because then you don't have to wear it again.
Or spend the money, full
exactly.
money on it. I've heard Casey Wilson they're promoting that on Bitch Session. She is literally loving it, running around with bags. She's like, it's amazing.
Oh, I always think of the Sex and the City movie.
Oh, yeah.
Where Jennifer Hudson had those rented bags.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I know. It feels like that was so long ago.
It was. I don't know why we don't all do it.
Okay.
Cropping a good friend out of a pic because they're stealing focus and then posting that to Instagram.
That's savvy. You got to take one for the team.
Wow.
Lovey. I'm sorry.
Coming in strong.
You can be in the next picture.
Oh, Lovey, I'm really appreciating that and hearing that and going to execute with
that. Yeah, because what if it ruins the aesthetics?
Take
the
one
Instagram.
For the team.
Take one for the team, friend.
Just take one.
Like if she came to you and was like, what the hell? You're like, take one for the team.
Exactly. Be like, wow. It wasn't
your time.
Exactly.
It wasn't your time. You'll get in there. Not today.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Girls who make sure their engagement rings are featured in photos prominently. Do you ever see that? Or is that like not on your radar because you're young?
I mean, I see it. I see it a lot.
What do you think when you see it?
I don't want to call it thirsty because
but
I would do it.
Okay. But we all have thirst in us.
Yeah, we all
but, you
are
know,
a little dehydrated somewhere.
We're all parched.
So savvy.
Thavvy. We got one in.
We got one Thavvy in.
All right.
Wow. I feel like this has been really fun. I don't know that we're done yet, but like I think we might be.
I think we did it.
Okay. In terms of Greenleaf, what do we have in store for us in the second season, part two?
A lot of I don't even know what to say without
Are you allowed
getting
to say
else.
Things?
Yes. Like when I say like emotional roller coaster, it's like Six Flags. Like it does not stop. Like you will be crying and then in like 2 seconds after that you'll be laughing and then you'll be mad because you were just happy and now you're mad because you're crying again. It's a lot of emotions. It's a lot. I don't want to give anything away.
Awesome. Okay, well, I think we did it.
Yay.
Where do we find you?
You can find me on Instagram at @LoveySimone_. Same as my Twitter handle. And on Snapchat, I am OHLovey.
What do I have here @SimoneLovey for Twitter?
That's
Is that
probably
wrong?
Twitter. No, it's probably right.
Okay, so it's @SimoneLovey on Twitter and then @LoveySimone_ on Instagram.
And Instagram, yeah.
And we're going to get makeup tutorials if we follow you on Instagram?
Maybe on Snapchat because I usually do some of those.
Okay.
Like on Snapchat, I'll have like an order of me doing my makeup.
So we go to YouTube for that then.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And are you going to be posting from the beauty banquet? What is it?
BeautyCon.
Yes, I will be.
Okay. I want to see BeautyCon. I feel like I wouldn't spend the money to go there. How much is it? Do you know?
I'm not sure. How much?
You probably got it. They were like, let's bring her in. I wouldn't spend the money to go there, but I am interested.
I mean, I would go for the free things. Are there free things?
Probably.
There's
no.
There's nothing free?
Nothing free. Okay.
Okay, I'm not going for
anything free. Lovey's public just like, it was a strong shake now.
Not even, no gift bag?
No, nothing? Not a little sample?
Gift bag. No.
A sample?
Okay.
Can I get a makeover? Can I get someone to do my makeup if I go there? What can, know. Nothing?
Can I pay anybody to rub my shoulders? maybe.
What's your price?
Thank you so much, Lovey. It was a pleasure to meet you.
Yes.
Keep us posted on what you're doing.
Of course.
And be our friend.
Yes. Okay. Of course.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
How to be less old.
Oh.
We had fun with her just now. We were out there.
Yeah. After we said our goodbyes on air. We went out, we took pictures, and we did boomerangs, and we did more stories, and it was so much fun. She's got a lot of spunk, this one.
I like her.
Me too.
She keeps it, she's very real, cool, sweet.
What I loved, like, the game Thirsty, Savvy, or Savvy.
Yeah.
I loved her replies.
Me too.
They were not my replies.
No, but they were better than mine.
Exactly. I was like, oh, she's just going to be like, no, that's savvy.
Yeah. I'm like, wait. Okay, so I can cut pictures, trend out of pictures. Like, and I'll just let them know, like, it's not your time. Your time will come. It's not now.
I'm like, oh, I can send myself flowers.
Yeah. That's a big one for you.
That's hilarious.
That's it. But you love a flower.
I do.
And you need a flower. And sometimes you're not presented with a flower.
I don't get a lot of flowers.
So now you can give yourself flower and be like, Lovey told me to.
That's right.
Learned it from How to Be Savvy. Lovey. It's savvy.
Okay.
I think you should send them to the workplace, to the home, to the Earwolf Studios. Imagine if we came in and it was a giant bouquet for you here.
I'm like, oh, you guys. So unexpected.
I really like that a lot. I like that Anna Faris and Chris Pratt are not on her radar.
Not at all. And nor should they really be. But I was just curious. Yeah. Like, are they names in her world? And they're not.
They're not.
They're not.
And she's not watching reality. And I'll take a page from that, even though it won't be anytime soon.
And I just want to thank listener Greta Loretta, who gave us the cutest thumbs up and exclamation point with some stars.
Thank you. They're not five. They're four.
I wasn't going to say it.
I mean, I'm going to say it, Greta Loretta, because I see you're four, but in addition, there's a thumbs up with an exclamation point, and for that, we honor you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
If you would like to reach out to us, you can on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. It's all streamlined, guys. It's at HTBLO, How to Blow.
And please march yourself over to Apple Podcasts and review us, How to Be Less Old, and subscribe. You can give us a rating. You can leave us a little thumbs up and an exclamation point. We love it.
We really do. I'm Deanna Chang at Deanna Raphael. What? I'm Deanna Chang at Deanna M. Chang.
And I'm Emily Foster at Frida Foster.
And Ryan, thank you so much for your hard work and your nice smile.
Bye.
Hey, everybody. I'm Brandon Johnson.
And I'm Robert Evans.
And we are the hosts of Cracked Gets Personal, which is a show where we talk to a wide variety of people about a wide variety of topics.
We're talking garbage men.
Outside of the dumpster, it was a suitcase. And inside the suitcase was two dozen porn DVDs. And there's a couple beer cans also in. And I'm like, that guy must have had a good night.
Former human slaves.
He made money off of me from turning tricks. He made money off of me from the pornography. But, like, I had to sign the contract because if I didn't, he would beat me.
The whole gamut of human experiences, we have juiced it like a delicious orange and mixed it with the tequila of comedy in order to make a tequila sunrise of knowledge and laughter.
Make sure to be around on August 16th because that's when the first two episodes are going to drop. And please, please click and subscribe.
This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Chris Bannon, and Colin Anderson. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.